It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio. Good morning. I'm Rena Miller, and joining us now is our political analyst, Jack Lessenberry, with a look at some of the week's top regional news stories. A federal appeals court in Cincinnati on Thursday upheld anti-gay marriage laws in four states, including Michigan. What happens now, Jack?
Well, this probably expedites getting this whole matter taken to the U.S. Supreme Court. While people who are in favor of marriage equality, same-sex marriage, were sort of dismayed by this, in a way, it may actually be a catalyst to get this issue decided once and for all. We also should note this was not the full Sixth Court of Appeals. It was a panel of three justices, two of whom voted to upheld the anti-gay marriage laws. One was against it. The circuit court could decide to hear the case again with all of the judges. It's unlikely they'll do that, but eventually this is almost certain to go to the U.S. Supreme Court.
U.S. bankruptcy judge Stephen Rhodes has ruled on Detroit's bankruptcy plan. What will the city have to do to recover, and how long will that take, Jack?
Well, you know, that's really the $64 billion, maybe $18 billion question. As favorable as this ruling looks, the city still has to stay solvent. The city still has to find the formula for prosperity. They're betting that all their revenue assumptions work out so they can put more money into services. But even Mayor Mike Duggan admits that if there's a recession, some kind of a downturn, if the legislature cuts even more revenue-sharing money that the city's been promised, this could all go in the tank. So well, the city has been given sort of a reprieve and sort of a new lease on life. The question is, will there be enough nutrition to keep the city going and growing?
There are new leaders in Lansing after this week's election. Who's got the power now, Jack?
Well, the Republicans have the power, and even more so than before, and the Republicans in control are probably even more conservative than before. For example, both the Speaker of the House and Majority Leader of the Senate have to leave because of term limits. The new Speaker of the House is going to be a man named Kevin Cotter, who is very anti-Common Core. He was anti the Medicaid expansion. The new leader of the state Senate, Senator Arlen Meekhoff from West Olive, was the leading force in preventing disclosure of campaign funds, the so-called dark money, passing a law to prevent the Secretary of State from requiring disclosure. If the governor's ever going to get a road funding bill through the legislature, he's probably going to have to do it in lame duck because this may be a difficult few years for Governor Snyder as well as the Democrats because, as far as we can tell, the legislature just elected may be less likely to go along with some of his programs than the last one was.
What else can we expect from Governor Snyder during the lame duck session?
Well, to hear the governor talk, it's roads, roads, and roads. The governor's hoping. Now, remember, the governor has a plan to raise about $1.2 billion a year. That's not even as much as the transportation experts say we need in new money for the roads. Couldn't get that through before, but he's hoping now that the election is over, about a third of the legislatures can't come back, term limits. They may be more willing to go and vote new revenues, which is fancy talk for more taxes. There has been some worry that they might try to do some other things, for example, fiddle with the Electoral College, so to divide the state's electoral votes. The governor says that he's not interested in that. That's not on his agenda. Of course, that's what he said about right to work. But I think the governor is going to hold everybody's feet to the fire about fixing the roads, and anyone who realizes or thinks that this is a necessity better hope it gets done between now and the first of the year.
What would you do without politics, Jack?
I think I probably would take up knitting.
Thanks so much. Have a good weekend.
Take care.